fool, I won't stay too long. Now I'm gonna live in love still strong. Drummer that we had on the session ended up being the
drummer that we just came as a session guy, and we just fell in love with him, and he was one of the most incredible drummers that you know there are. And so what I thought we would do this evening is we would definitely we'd like to celebrate his life, and also Bob Mayo on keyboards, Bob Mayo. And the thing is, around 72 or something, I bought three drum kits. I bought one for me, one for Bob Mayo, and one for John Tsiomas. Well, it was a green kit, and it's right there. This is the Friends It Comes Alive kit. So. And this is the Friends It Comes Alive guitar. So, anyway, we're going to do this one for you now.
Friends. Oh, make me smile. I'm cried. Frozen tears would never be a surprise. Well, you get a razor dream. You can only wake me up. Name, there's no answer.
came a shock to all of us. We have an album out, the Peter Frampton Band, All Blues, which is basically what it sounds like. It's all blues. So, and it's covers. And I have to say that it came as a real surprise to us. The first week it was number one in the blues albums in Billboard. But we're still number one week two. So, that's enough of playing my own trumpet. I shall, yes. So, what we thought we would do is give you a couple of the blues numbers that you already know these, but from the All Blues record. Okay. So, yes, this first one is written by my mother's favorite writer, Hoagy Carmichael. And Ray Charles, obviously, did an incredible version of this. And when he was 16, I saw Steve Winwood kill this too. So I'm not going to compete with those chaps. I'm going to play it for you.
rain keeps on falling. Just like the tears are mine. Yeah, that's you.
Thank you.
So the mid 2000s, I decided to do an instrumental record, which didn't go down at all well with the record company at the time. They said, because it was the first time A&M had signed me back after a few years, and so I went into the office of the president, and he said, so what do you got for us for the first album back with the label? I said, an instrumental record. He went, yeah. So anyway, he finally got it, and we recorded it. I went halfway around the world meeting various different friends. I started off in Seattle with Pearl Jam and did some stuff with them. In fact, the track we're going to do now was recorded with Pearl Jam. The Shadows in England by, oh, very surprised. Hank Marvin. All right, okay. And let's see. Oh, yes. The bass player that discovered me when I was 14, Phil Wyman. And we reunited Bill and Charlie Watts, so they both played, and Chris Stanton on the session. So, this number we've been doing a long time, and since that came out, and it's a number that I heard on the radio in 94, and it was by Soundgarden. And, I actually got a phone call from Chris Cornell, and after the album came out, and he said, I love what you've done to my song. What have you done to my song? And he said, would you come and play it with me live? So I got to play this song with Chris Cornell live, and I'll never forget that. So, obviously, since we've lost Chris, it's taken on a slightly different and more important thing with us. So I like to every night think about Chris and all the bands he was in and all the great music. And we like to ask you to do the same. And I'd like to dedicate this to Chris Cornell, his wife Vicky, and their two children. Yeah. on the Max score. For the men. All of my life. Thank you. That's it for Adam Lester on guitar, yeah? Are you having fun so far?
No!
Okay then. I love you too, sir. Yes, I was in Humble Pie. That's right. It was 19. Or a year before that, I'm not sure. But I had to write a whole album in 3 weeks, and that is not possible, or extremely difficult, whichever way you want to look at it. And so I rented a place down in the Bahamas, in Nassau. In fact, it was Steve Marriott's house I borrowed from it. And I was on the beach in Nassau, palm trees, a little bit of beach, all my own. But when I arrived at the airport, I came in and I saw Alvin Lee from 10 Years After, across the other side of the aisle. And a dear friend. So the unfortunate thing is, I don't remember much about the first 2 weeks. It was a little hazy, like it is now.
I remember the 70s.
So Alvin went back to England, and I decided I better get my skates on and start. So I picked up my acoustic on this first. I had 8 days left, and picked up my guitar in about 20 minutes, messing around. I came up with "Show Me the Way." We've done that one already.
That's it, brother.
He's always at every concert. I know him well, he's a friend of mine.
You're awesome.
So anyway, I thought, I'm going to put this one on the good pile because this is much better. I had no idea what I had. And then I decided that I better have some lunch, have a swim, and then write another song, hopefully. So I did that. I took my guitar out, and about 4 o'clock I started writing this next song. And as about 5 o'clock, the sun started to fade, and there were fireflies coming out, and all sorts of things, and shadows across my page, and all sorts of things. And so I ended up writing this song the same day as I wrote "Show Me the Way." And it goes like this. Suddenly the day turned.
Thank you. Thank you. Mama.
Can you hear me? Thank you. I want to see the wave.
everybody who's been online and saying some really nice things to encourage me. And I think your love is going to heal whatever I have. So let's rock it out with some Humble Pie.
Thank you. Thank you.
surrounding areas. People from afar. Thank you. Bye-bye.